Well, just in case you are delayed, but you want to get in on it, the 2025 State of Texas Emergency Preparation Supplies Tax Holiday is still going on. It goes through midnight tonight. So if you need to get your emergency supplies, and we do have some bad weather coming up starting tomorrow, you can do that till midnight tonight. And a friendly reminder, yes, radios are included.
What about bunny sinks?
Not approved as an actual shelter type device.
You know what? I am writing to do Governor Greg Abbott.
It's a good thing it's a radio show.
Darn right.
Thanksgiving.
Let's take a tour around some other Texas topics, get you up to date on the state of our state.
My hometown.
First of all, big sports week going on here in Texas. It's Texas Motor Speedway week, by the way. Coming up this Sunday, Texas Motor Speedway. It'll be the Worth 400. We'll have more on that as we go throughout the week. Our Dallas Stars continue. It's tied up 2-2 with the hated Colorado Avalanche in the hockey world.
Nobody needs that.
So they will puck drop tonight. Again, late, about 8:30. These games have been starting around 9, 9:30. Come on, man.
Colorado's only an hour behind us.
I don't get it. My ice is melted by that point. And then Jerry promised that we would have substantive drafts.
Substantive?
And trades.
I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, we told you on round one, we got big old offensive lineman out of Alabama, Tyler Booker. And Cowboys are actually getting really good grades for the 10 picks that they did take.
I saw that. It was an A+.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, that one was on a curve. I wouldn't go that far. They did not take North Texas native and son of Dion, Shedeur Sanders.
Dang it.
And this became a thing. So Shedeur Sanders, quarterback out of Colorado, played for obviously Dion, the head coach out there. Nobody really knew where he was going to go, but Dion and his kiddo, Shedeur, they were, I mean, we're going to be like a top 10 pick. Easy.
Yeah, that's right. Do you know who we are?
Well, he just kept sliding all the way down to the Cleveland Browns in the 144th pick. So even the Browns passed on him six times before they took him. But on day two of the NFL draft, somebody got a hold of Shedeur's cell phone number. And they prank called him as an NFL general manager.
This is Mickey Loomis here, the GM of the New Orleans Saints.
How you doing?
Good, how are you, man?
Good, doing waiting on you.
Yeah, we have. It's been a long wait, man. We're going to take you as our next pick right here, man.
This ain't going to be nothing to
do. Hey, but you're going to have to wait a little bit longer, man. Sorry about that.
Well, yesterday the prank caller came forward. Turns out it's a 21-year-old named Jax Ulbrich, the son of Atlanta Falcons defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich. That's how he got the cell phone number through team sources. He has apologized heavily. The Falcons have apologized heavily for all of this. The NFL is looking into it. And that's who pranked Shedeur Sanders.
Jax is in big, big trouble.
So far, no one from the Cleveland Browns organization has apologized, though, for drafting Shedeur Sanders, and that's probably the biggest one when it all is said and done.
So are you in the mood for a beer after a long, hard weekend? Well, chances are, if you're in Texas, it's going to be a Coors. It's the most popular choice in the Lone Star State, as well as New Mexico, Arizona, California, and Tennessee. Now, this is shocking.
Yeah?
Okay, pop quiz. Where is Coors brewed?
That would be Colorado.
Golden, Colorado.
Thank you. I'll take beer titles for 1,000, Alex.
So what is the favorite beer of Colorado?
Not probably that.
It's Blue Moon.
Oh.
Yeah, the big winner for the United States?
Yeah.
Miller.
Brewed right down the street over there. We got a lot of listeners there at the
Molson Miller thing
right there. So salute to them. I did see that for New York City and New York. Heineken was number one.
It's the bougie. It's green. It's a green bottle to protect all the liquor inside.
Blames just about everything. Here we are talking about booze, and let's go to church now.
Ladies and gentlemen.
So, the pastoral landscape of North Texas has changed dramatically over the last year, and I guess we could say almost a year and a half now. And it continued yesterday there at the Potter's Hearst, the Potter's House mega church there in South Dallas. T.D. Jakes announced yesterday's service that he plans to step away as senior pastor of the Potter's House, still will be very involved with them and everything, and will install instead his daughter, Sarah Jakes Roberts, and her husband, Ture Roberts, senior pastors there. So they're expected to take over later this year. Now, as opposed to a lot of last year's announcements of Robert Morris, Tony Evans, there doesn't seem to be any sort of controversy with this. This is largely based on his health history, which in the past several months, of course, he had that episode there. And flat out had a heart attack while he was delivering a sermon. Yeah, so he'll be stepping down T.D. Jakes on that. But it has been a 16 months of, like, the big churches here. And if you want to go even throw in First Baptist Fire, too, it's been pretty wild over there on the Dallas side of things as far. And no, we did not visit
the
Potter's House. No. Nor did I go to the Vatican. Just be on the record, okay?
Do you ever get fed up that you just can't buy a Jack and Coke at H-E-B? Well, fear not. Texas legislature is hard at work to fix all this. Now, there is a name for these, KB. Mm. Now, back in the day, do you remember the club drinks that used to come in a can? Or like 7-Elevens and everywhere?
Like spirits and stuff?
Yeah, like ready-to-drink beverages. RTDs, if you will.
Oh.
Yeah, apparently lots of people want to access these at their local store. And a new bill wants to make it happen. Proponents say it's pro-business. It gives Texans greater access to the products they enjoy and brings decades-old alcohol laws in line with modern-day products.
There you go.
Yeah, they're also saying like $160 million in tax money.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure we won't have to pay any next year. Thank you.
There you go. I like that in this, I do the church story and you do the two booze
the
stories. The one that was raised Catholic.
That was a good one, KB.
Thank you.
We are in morning. It's time for a wake.
Hey, Landman's all over the place, of course, filming and the Taylor Sheridan production headed today to Jacksboro. So what's up, our Northern Hank fans there in Jack County? They will film scenes there at the funeral parlor, and it's involving a funeral scene. And they are looking to cast extras. So hopefully not. Hopefully not for the one. Nope, they're not. We don't know who's in the coffin. We don't know.
I've got questions.
I don't know. But we are waiting for white smoke.
Can we take a selfie with it like the Pope?
And then just weeks after the Chosen Season 5 came out in theaters, they've announced they're already back hard at work production on Season 6. Yet again, the Chosen, of course, that is the story of Christ right there. It goes through. In fact, Season 5 covered the Holy Week and the Last Supper. And they planned 7, and they're very much on track to do all of that. And this is all filming around the Midlothian area. So, yeah. Bring that up just in case you're around the Midlothian area. No, it's not the Second Coming. He's just filming
a
scene, okay?
Good morning, Hank fans and family.
Sound any trumpets.
Good morning.
You're waking up with Hank FM.